kasaysayan sa mga grupong pang-multikultural at migrante, sila'y nalimutan sa pinakahuling pampederal na budget sa taong 2016. Kinatwiran nilang sa balak ng koalisyong maging maingat, hindi sila napabilang. Ang detalye sa ulat ni Andrea Nierhoff na isinalaysay sa wikang Filipino. May ilang naging pagsalarawan sa kauna-unahang budget ng pamunang Turnbull mula sa konserbatibo sa lubhang maingat sa naging pagtuon ng pansin sa pagbawas sa buwis, superannuation at infrastruktura. Ayon sa chair ng Federation of Ethnic Communities Council of Australia o FECA, Joe Caputo, kailangang paalalahanan ng pamahalan kung sino ang tunay nitong pinaglilingkuran.
I think it is important to highlight the fact that 28% of the population was born overseas in Australia and 25% has at least one parent born overseas. So when we're talking about the impact that a budget has on the Australian population, we also have to highlight that well over 50% of the Australian population are either born overseas or at least have one person born overseas.
Ikinatuwa ni Joe Caputo ang pagpapalawak sa programang nagbibigay sa mga preschool children ng oportunidad na makapag-aral ng pangalawang wika at ang 100 milyong inisyatibo upang labanan ng kaganapan ng karahasan sa mag-anak at loob ng tahanan. Pinuri rin ni Eddie McAuliffe mula Ethnic Communities Council of Victoria ang nasabing hakbang. Ngunit kanyang kwestiyon ang mga prioridad ng pamahalaan.
And I take the family violence allocation of 100 million as against the 40 billion for community safety and anti-terrorism sort of programs. When you see 400 or so women being put at risk in those desperate situations in relation to family violence, and you see the limited damage that's been done, personal damage that's been done to people from a public safety point of view, you wonder whether the government has its priorities right.
Naniniwala siyang di nabigyan ng kinakailangang pansin ng kalusugan, partikular sa usapin ng kalusugan ng mga tao mula iba't ibang kultura at paniniwala.
And in relation to accommodation, they are becoming extremely important in the sense that when you have more than 240 ethnic groups in Australia, plus getting ethno-specific resources for them to spend their days in a nursing home is going to be extremely challenging. And I think that's an area the cutting $1.2 billion for complex healthcare at aged care providers, you cannot take that amount of money out without having an impact.
Ipinangako ng pamahalaan ng 1 milyong dolyar na karagdagang pondo para sa sektor ng aged care at ang pagrepaso ng My Aged Care website at pagpapabuti ng access sa mga rural at malalayang lugar sa Australia. Sinabi ng CEO ng Australian Migrant Resource Centre, Eugenia Sulis, mayroong mga natatanging pangailangan ang mga nakakatanda o seniors mula culturally and linguistically diverse backgrounds o CULD na hindi natutugunan.
Look, I think aged care that is culturally competent and specific needs to be addressed. That's been on the drawing board for a very long time. There isn't enough support for delivery of services in a culturally competent way, and that means that those people in those communities have an opportunity to say how they want services to be delivered to them. It's an unfortunate situation that it's impossible to mainstream CULD people, particularly as they've never had the opportunities to learn the language, and this is the more established groups. And also, much of the aged care is done through particular church groups or other charities that a lot of CULD people don't necessarily belong to.
Positibo naman ang naging reaksyon sa ibang mga balak, kabilang ang 5 milyong dolyar na pondo upang labanan ang gawaing ekstremismo at ang pagtuon ng pansin sa pag-empleo ng mga kabataan, partikular sa mga kabataan mula komunidad migrante at refugee. Ipinalam rin ang ilang mga suporta para sa mga panibagong dating tulad ng mga asylum seekers upang matulungan silang makapagsimulang muli sa Australia. Ayon kay Joe Caputo ng FECA, isa sa mga ikinadidismaya niya ay ang bilang ng mga visang maaaring makuha ng mga miyembro ng pamilya.
Some disappointment, for example, in family stream migrants, there's going to be a reduction of number of people coming to Australia, and that's very important to the general migrant population. I mean, we had 60,000 previously, and the next 12 months is going to be allocated 57,400,000. And of course, there's a big demand from established migrant communities to have family reunion members coming to this country.
Di rin napabilib si Eddie McAuliffe mula ECCV or Ethnic Communities Council of Victoria.
But overall, I'd say it's a disappointing budget. There are some glimmers of hope in other areas, but I think overall it's disappointing from a migrant and refugee point of view.